Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Mem Amud Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, by the words Man Tana Lahadatan Rabbana. So says the Gemara, who's the author of the following Braisa? The Braisa says Yevamos Yavi Aleha is a mitzvah. Shebetchila Hayisala B'chol Heter. Originally, Mrs. Ruvain was, before she married Ruvain, was just a regular, random Panuya Mutter Teshemin. Nasra, she married Ruvain and became Aser Teshemin. V'chazer V'hutra, then when Ruvain dies, she goes back to being Mutter. So Yachol Tachzor Latei Ravisha, and I might think that she should be like her first Heter. Is a mitzvah. So man Tana. So first of all, what does the Braisa mean, and who's the Tana? So Amr Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Abishali. He explains that the Tana of the Braisa is Abishal that says that Yibum cannot be done l'shem noy. This is what the Braisa is saying. The Yibum Yavoleo is a mitzvah, means it has to be accomplished. Yibum has to be done l'shem mitzvah. Shevet Chilo Ha'isalav B'chol Heter. Originally, Mrs. Ruvain was a random Panuya, so Ratz l'shem noy kansa, Ratz l'shem ishus kansa. He can marry her even for other personal reasons. However, then once she became Nestra, she married Reuven and she became Aser Teshemin. And then Reuven dies, so Chazer V'Hutra, so Yachol Tachzor Latei Rav Rishon, and I might think she should be like her original Heter, and therefore, if she is like her original Heter, and Ratzel Hashem Isha's Kainza, that you could marry her for either, for any sort of purpose. Tamalayim, that no, Yivami Yavi Aleh is the mitzvah, that no, it has to be done l'shem, the mitzvah, and that's what the Braisa is saying, and the Braisa is going like Abishal. Whereas Rava Amar Filu Tamer Rabban, and the Braisa could even be like the Chachamim, that Yibam is allowed to be done, even if it's not done l'shem Shemayim. Vachin Kamar, this is what the Braisa is saying. The Yivami Yavi Aleh means it's a mitzvah. It's not just the Rashus, it's not just the right, it's a mitzvah liyabim. Shevet Chilo Hisav Chal Heter. Originally, she was a b'chal heter, ratza kainza, ratza ina kainza. It was telling what he wanted to. If he wanted to marry her, he could. If he didn't want to, he didn't have to. She was random panuya. Then she married Reuven and she was Nesra. Reuven died and she was chazer v'hutra. So yachol tachzor latei rav isha, and I might think that now she should go back to being like in her original position. Where ratza kainza, ratza ina kainza, then if Shimon wants to, he can marry her, and if not, then not. There's no mitzvah to. But says the Gemara, well, that doesn't make any sense. He could not marry her and then just do nothing. Ratza ina kainza, ha'agida be, she's zakukten, bichtei tepuk, she should just go out free. Ella no, ema ratza kainza, ratza chalitza. I might think he can marry her or not, and on the side that he doesn't marry her, Avad will have to do chalitza. But I might think that there's no specific mitzvah to marry her. Tamalami, yavam yavay aleha, then no, it's an actual mitzvah. And says the Gemara that Ema Reisha. If you look at the Reisha, so it seems like the setup is really like Rava learned, that it's going like the Chachamim. Because the Reisha has a very similar setup. The Reisha says like this, that matzis te'achal b'makam kadosh. It says about the Shiari HaMincha, that you should eat them as matzis in a holy place. So that teaches us it's a mitzvah. Originally the flour was just random flour in the store. It was mutter. Nesra, once it became hakdish, it was aser them. Then once they did the kamitza, so now it became Shiari HaMincha, and v'chazer Vahutra became mutter again. So Yachol Tachzor Latei Rav Yishai, and I might think it should go back to being like its original heter. Tamalaymer Matzos Te'achol B'Makom Kadosh. No, it's a mitzvah. So that's what the Braisa says. So what's Pshat in the Braisa? So Bishlam LaRava. If we go with the way Rav explained the Seifa, so we can apply that into the Reisha as well, and it reads very nicely. So Bishlam LaRava Damer Hamani Rabbanan He. So Hachikamer. This is the way you read the Reisha. That Matzos Te'achol B'Makom Kadosh means it's a mitzvah. It means it's not just a right to eat the flour. It's not just a rishas. There's actually a mitzvah to eat the flour. Originally, when it was just flour, random flour in the store, you could eat it. You could not eat it. It was up to him. Then it became hektish and it was nesra. And then he did the kmitza. It was chazav v'hutra. Now it's shiari hamincha. So yachol tachzor latei rav yishai where ratza aichol ratzeinu aichol. I may think that now it should go back to its original heter. Where if you want to eat it, if you don't want to, so just leave it to the side. Well, ratzeinu aichol. Really, you could just leave it to the side. It says that they have to eat it. We learn out from there, Asher Kupar Behem, that when the Kehanim eat it, so the Bailam get Kapara. So how could you just leave it to the side? So Elo Ratzah Hu Aichla Ratzah Kain Acher Aichla. I might think that if he wants to, we could eat it. If he wants to not, and he can't leave it to the side, so a different kind will eat it. But there's no mitzvah specifically to eat it. It's a rishos. It's just he has a right to eat it. Tamalaymer Matzos Te'achal B'Makom Kadosh. No, it's a mitzvah to actually eat it. So the setup is the same like we had by Yibam. You can read the Reish of the Brice as well. Elo Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Damer Abishol He Hachamai Trei Gavnika. But according to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, who explained the Brice like Abishol. that by the case of Yibam, that Rut, that Yachol, I might have thought that she should go back to her original Heter means. That you could even marry her L'shem Noi. So over here, that what would it mean? I might have thought that the Shiari Mincha should go back to its original Heter, that what? You could eat it L'shem Noi? What two ways of eating it are there? V'chi Tema, Ratza L'Te'ava Ayichla, Ratza Achila Gasa Ayichla, that maybe you would have thought that there was a Havamina that you could eat it even as an Achila Gasa, even as like Mamish, you're full and it's disgusting to you, but you could still eat it, and you can be ate in the mitzvah like that, and Kamash Mo, Matzah Te'achal, that no, you can't. It says the Gemara, it can't be. Would there be a Havamina that you could eat it as an Achila Gasa? Is that even called Achila? So it's not even called an Achila, and therefore if a person ate Achila Gasa in Yom Kippur, he'd be Potter. So Ella, what was the Havamina? That Ratza Matzah Te'achla, Ratza Chametz Te'achla. I might have thought that you could eat it as matzah, or you could even eat it as bread. And then Kamash Shmuel Matzah Te'achla, that no, it's a mitzvah to eat it as matzah. Well, ask the Gemara, why would I have a Havamina that you could eat it as chametz? V'aksiv le'sefer chametz chalkam, v'amrei shlakesh afilu chalkam le'sefer. That even the Shiaria Mincha, not just the Kamitza, not just the Kamitz, even the Shiaria Mincha, you're not allowed to eat it as chametz. It has to be eaten as matzah. Ella Ratza Matzah Te'achla, Ratza Chalad. Rather, the Havamina is that you could eat it even as chalot, meaning that you could put it in hot water and then bake it. Well, ask the Gemara, well, does that make it chametz or not? Hai chalot hechidami, I matzahi, if it remains matzah, hamatzi, so then it's regular matzah. What's the Havamina? What's really the maskana, that you can't? Vi loy matzahi, matzah samrachmana. And if it's not matzah, so then we already said that no, it has to be matzah. So then, so again, what's the Havamina? So says the Gemara, Lo ilam emelach matzahi. I can tell you that chalot really does remain with the shame matzah. Ulahachi tana veikra lakiv. And the Torah is still saying it twice, that it has to be matzah, it has to be matzah, in order to make it that it's ma'akiv, that it has to be real matzah, it can't be chalot. Even though chalot also is like matzah, it's considered matzah, but it's not like spitz matzah, and therefore you cannot eat the shiari mincha in an eifin of chalot. So el chalot matzi de kamina lamai helchasa. So in what halacha are you telling me that chalot has a shame matzah? If you're telling me you can't really eat it for the Shari Mincha like that. So then with regards to which halacha is it yes considered matzah? You can eat it for your mitzvah of Pesach, or matzah on Pesach, you can eat the matzah in this type of way. Even if you first put it into hot water and you cook it, came in the other afiyah, since afterwards you then bake it, in the oven, so you can be yaitzeh your mitzvah matzah with such matzah. Says the Mishnah, if a person does chalitza to his yavama, if he does yibums, then he inherits his brother's estate. If he does chalitza, so now he's only like one of the other brothers with regards to nachla, he gets nothing extra. And if there's a father around, so then it always, like always by Yerusha, it goes to the father over the brothers. However, if he does yibum, so then Shimon gets Reuven's Yerusha, he gets his estate, even if there's a father. Whereas Rav Yehuda Imer, then no, benkachu benkach, mishim av nechasim shalat. No, if there's a father, so then even if Shimon does Yibam, still the nechasim are going to go to the father. Now ask the Gemara on the Reisha. The Reisha said if he does chalitza, so then he's just like one of the other brothers. So pshita, that's obvious. Says the Gemara, the Havamina, is that I would have thought chalitza is like b'makam yibam, and that also gives him rights to the entire Yerusha, and Kamash Mon it doesn't. Well, ask the Gemara, if the Havamina is that he should get everything, and Kamash Mon that he's only getting like one of the other brothers, the Lashon of the mission is misleading. The Lashon of the mission is mashma that there was a Havamina, you should get nothing, and Kamash Mon the mission that no, when he does chalitza, he's like one of the other brothers. If it was coming to Bavar that he doesn't get everything, it should have said that he's only like one of the other brothers. So says the Gemara, I might have thought since he's being mafsed the mitzvah of yibam, so we should canass him and he gets nothing. Kamashma in the Mishnah, that no, even if a person does chalitza, he's still going to get Yerusha like the rest of the brothers. And he goes to the father. That the father comes, he gets first before the other siblings. Before the other family members. Hakainis as Yavimtai Vichulu, my time, why is it that if he does Yibam, what's the Makar, that if he does Yibam, he gets the Yerusha? Because Yaakov Moshe Machiv Amrachmana very common says, if he does Yibam, then he takes over his brother's estates. That's what he did, that's what he gets. Rabbi Yuda said that no, that if there's a father, it's going to go to the father, even if Shimon does Yibam. Amr Ula, Allah, Rabbi Yuda, Bechinam Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Allah, Rabbi Yuda, they both said that Allah is like Rabbi Yuda. Va Amr Ula, Vitaim Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, and they said that my time with Rabbi Yuda, they explained, what's what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Why does he say it goes to the father? What's his makar? Because the pasuk says, "Vahaya bachar asher teled." The pasuk calls the yavam a bachar. So we learn from there that he's kibachar. He's like a bachar. Ma bachar ein lebachayehav, just like a bachar. He doesn't get Yerusha while his father is still alive. So to the Yavam doesn't get anything if the father is still alive. If we're comparing him to a Bechar, so then when his father dies, he should get a double portion, just like a regular Bechar. Says the Gemara, no. Because does the Torah ever say anything about the Yavam taking over his father's estate? It only says that he takes over his brother's estate. It's true, it calls him a Bechar. That's just to teach us that when there's a father, so then he doesn't get Yerusha. But not that he should then take over his father's estate. The Torah doesn't say anything about that. Well, ask the Gemara a different kasha, that maybe only when there's no father that's going to take the Nachla, and instead it's going to go to him, so that's when this guy mitzvah Yibam. That's when the whole parasha applies, and he has a mitzvah Yibam. But anytime there's a father around, so the Yavam will not be taking the Yerusha, so like this guy mitzvah Yibam. So maybe the whole parasha doesn't apply. Says the Gemara, no, that doesn't make any sense. Me the Yibam benachla tala rachmana? Does the Torah ever say that Yibam has to be that he gets the Nachla? Yivume Yibam Yavme. He has a mitzvah to do Yibam. V'ika Nachla shkule v'ilai lai shakul. And great, if there's a Yerusha for him to take, he'll get it. And if not, then not. But it's not that the mitzvah is contingent on that. Yasav Rav Chanina Kara, Kamid Rav Yanai. Rav Chanina, the Balkairi, the Mikra, the Baki Mikra, he was standing in front of Rav Yanai. The Yasav Vikamar Allahak Rav Yehuda. And he said that Allah is a Rav Yehuda. So Amar Leis Rav Yanai said to him, that Pai Kari Karaya Chlubara, the go read your psukim outside, stick to your day job, because that's not true. Ain't Allahak Rav Yehuda. Really, the Allah is not a Rav Yehuda. Tani Tani Kamid Rav Nachman, ain't Allahak Rav Yehuda. He taught a Bryce in front of Rav Nachman that the halacha is not like Rav Yehuda. So Amar Leis, Rav Nachman said to him, that Elikaman k'rabbanan pshita. Of course it's like the Rabbanan. Yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. So why do you have to say that? So Amar Leis, sa'asmiyeh. So he said back to Rav Nachman, said, do you want me to erase the braisa? Should I delete it? Should I throw it out? So Amar Leis, Rav Nachman said to him, no, I'll tell you what happened. Ad halacha is nayich. When really you had a braisa, that the nusach of the braisa is halacha k'rav Yehuda. U'mukshu huda akshi lach. You had a kasher that, why would the halacha follow Rav Yehuda? Yachav rabim halacha k'rabim. Va'afches, so you switched it around and you added in the word ain, and you have ain halacha k'rav Yehuda. Now you forgot that you're the one who switched it, so it seems like it's an obvious braisa, but really it's an important braisa to have, because really the nusach was the opposite. So therefore, l'may da'afches, shaper afches, you did the right thing by switching it, and there's no need to throw it away.